The government response to the Hurricane Katrina disaster has been widely condemned as slow and inadequate, and at the center of the criticism is FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The disaster has raised questions about the role and responsibility of government at the federal, state, and local levels, and about the Bush administration's goals of cutting taxes and reducing the size of government. I spoke this morning to Dick Pohlman, political analyst at the Philadelphia Inquirer, who wrote this week about how FEMA has changed under the Bush administration. Well, Dick Pohlman, welcome to Fresh Air. FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, has been at the center of a firestorm of criticism for its response and perhaps its failure to plan for Hurricane Katrina and the flood. This agency has undergone enormous change under the Bush administration, in funding cuts and diminution of its status within the federal government. What drove those changes under the Bush administration?
Well, I think, as I recall from covering politics really during the 1990s as well, conservative activists and theorists have looked at FEMA as sort of one of those agencies that needed to be downsized as part of what they thought was the need to diminish the size of the federal government and the responsibilities of the federal government. This notion that things like that should be planned primarily at the local, state, and local level. So FEMA has sort of been in the crosshairs for a long time. When the Bush administration took over in 2001, it was readily apparent very quickly that they were going to target FEMA. And there was testimony to that effect by Joe Alba, the new FEMA director, telling Congress in the spring of 2001 that FEMA was, in his words, a oversized entitlement program. And that was sort of the first shot. And I think they've sort of proceeded from that point forward to diminish FEMA, to cut its budget, and to sort of curtail its independence that it formerly had during the Clinton administration, in particular as a cabinet-level agency.
All right, let's look at some of the changes that FEMA has undergone under the Bush administration. It is no longer a cabinet-level agency. Where does it fit in the federal bureaucracy, and why the change?
Now it's part of the Department of Homeland Security. And part of the problem with that, as a number of studies warned back in 2002, when everything was being refigured, the Brookings Institution, for example, nonpartisan think tank in Washington, did a whole study on this back then and concluded that that FEMA would become just basically a stepchild, lost within the much larger bureaucracy that was actually much more devoted to combating or planning for terrorism than for natural disasters. So that FEMA's role was going to be diminished, its independence, its ability to respond quickly was going to be diminished, but also that its whole mission was considered sort of a second or third priority now.
Is there evidence in the response to Hurricane Katrina that FEMA's subservient, that its role as a subordinate agency to Homeland Security slowed down the response, got in the way?
Well, it's on one level, that's going to have to be sorted out inevitable investigations that are to come in terms of who did what when. It's certainly true. I mean, it's indisputably true that its initial response in certain respects was slow because we have the record to show that just by following the actions or lack of actions from the current director of FEMA, Michael Brown, who succeeded Joe Alba in early 2003, an old college friend of Alba's, who Mr. Brown had no previous natural disaster management experience at all, and got the job after really spending 11 years working for, I believe it was called the International Arabian Horses Association, as an attorney. And we know now, for example, that he waited 5 hours after Katrina hit landfall before he mobilized FEMA staffers to come to Louisiana. And actually, the order was that he gave them 2 days to get there. That was number one. Number two, some of his statements have been called into question. He made a remark early on that he'd had no indication that this was going to be anything other than, as he put it, a typical, quote-unquote, or a standard, quote-unquote, hurricane. And he said this notwithstanding the fact that the director of the National Hurricane Center, Max Mayfield, had actually briefed him by a teleconference call prior, saying that this was going to be much more devastating than anyone had ever seen before. And Mayfield came out and actually said that after Brown made his statement that he had no indication of anything unusual. So, there are some serious things that that have to be addressed here and have to be studied, particularly because Brown himself, very interesting, actually had made a statement to a Senate subcommittee last March testimony, and where he said, this is a quote, which I have in front of me here, he said, "Our nation is prepared as never before to deal quickly and capably with the consequences of disasters and other domestic incidences," and end quote. And so if you take them at their own word as a point of departure here, there's certainly a lot that needs to be scrutinized.
Were there changes in funding for FEMA, the kind of grants it could give for state and local governments to plan?
Yes, what happened, and I don't have the actual figures. I know they're certainly available, but what's happened over the last few years was that actually a lot of FEMA's work was essentially privatized, that they could no longer just give out money to localities who are looking to do disaster planning, you know, prevention planning. They had to essentially compete with private contractors who potentially could offer certain services for less money. And I think that is one of the things that has hurt, critics say anyway, has hurt their effectiveness. More to your point, actually, is that FEMA had a program during the 1990s called Project Impact, and its whole purpose was to help localities plan, do prevention planning, what I guess they call disaster mitigation planning. The word mitigation meaning let's get out ahead of the curve here and gird ourselves for a disaster before it strikes. And under Project Impact, there was a lot of money available. I mean, not a lot, but you know, certainly enough to satisfy the hundreds of communities which basically lined up for that program. And that was actually one of the first things, a specific program that was targeted in 2001 by the Bush administration for elimination. And the Republican Congress agreed to that proposal and eliminated it.
There's, of course, been enormous criticism of Michael Brown, the current head of FEMA, and his managerial experience, having been managing this Arabian Horse Association. He was, of course, general counsel to FEMA for some time, so he did have a little bit of experience there. Is there any evidence that under the Bush administration, FEMA's leadership has been less professional and more political?
There's been much more concern among longtime FEMA veterans about the quality of the staff at FEMA since the Bush administration took over. There's one FEMA veteran. His name is Pleasant Mann, last name M-A-N-N, who wrote members of Congress in June of 2004, and he said, quote, "Our professional staff are being systematically replaced by politically connected novices and contractors," end quote. And that is basically a concern that as shared by others there, that FEMA was a place where you had disaster specialists, and that now in their mind anyway, it's been turned into sort of a landing point for political appointees.
You know, in contrast to the September 11th attack, when there was a lot of national unity, there's been a lot of harsh partisan debate already in the United States about the Bush administration and the federal government's performance here. What issues do you think this experience is going to raise about the role of government in American life?
Well, I think one of the first principles, I think, of government is to protect its own people. And as a political analyst, was telling me the other day. He says that one of the only things at this point in the country that liberals and conservatives, average citizens, agree on is this notion that the federal government's role, you know, first and foremost, is to protect its own people, as certainly the protector of last resort, if not first resort. And so I think there's going to be potentially here some thinking that, look, Washington has to play a vital role here, and it can't play a vital role unless the money is there. And so, you know, what may happen this fall, for example, is the Bush administration still wants to move on some of its core domestic agenda, which includes erasing the estate tax and maybe making permanent more income tax cuts. And, you know, the dialogue on that may change in the wake of this. People, politicians maybe who were maybe a little bit more reticent in the past may now say, well, is this a good time for the country to take money out of the federal coffers?
And you know, that the position of conservatives for many years, which has had some resonance in the country, that we need that less government is better, and that less federal government and more state and local control is better. Are we going to see a shift in that balance? Are you seeing conservatives changing their thinking at all about this?
Well, I think there's certainly, I mean, it cuts two ways. I think there's certainly a group of administration defenders who are, you know, in the last day or so have come out strong with the argument that Louisiana state and local officials should shoulder much of the blame for all this, that they didn't do enough on their level, and that it's unfair to focus everything on the Bush administration. But certainly I think that there are, you know, there are many conservatives who have specifically faulted the Bush administration for what they see are, you know, is at the very least a slowness to respond, and asking questions themselves as to, you know, why wasn't the military mobilized earlier? You know, questions that really come down to the assumption here that Washington still needs, in a situation like this, to respond quickly. This is not a state and local matter. This is, you know, this is a story with national resonance and needs to be addressed as such.
You're a national political reporter. I'm wondering how you rate President Bush's performance in this this episode in conveying his own message.
Well, the way I look at it is I've covered both of his presidential campaigns and certainly two or three before that, and I can only you have to start from the vantage point of what candidates set as the standard for themselves. And President Bush campaigned for re-election last fall clearly with the message that, compared to John Kerry, he was the one who was going to keep Americans safe. He was the one who you can trust to, you know, protect the homeland in whatever way you may want to define that. And so if you're looking at it at that as that being the marker, clearly if that's the marker, then he has fallen short. I mean, that's the standard that he himself has set, and you have to look at it against the marker that the president himself has set.
Well, Dick Pullman, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Dick Pullman is political analyst for the Philadelphia Inquirer.